The Tulsaquit Chief is an underground copper, gold, zinc, lead, and silver mine about 40 miles northeast of Juneau. Acidic wastewater has been draining into the Tulsaquit River since the mine shut down 60 years ago. That's a tributary of a waterway that flows through Alaska into the Pacific.
The Tulsaquit Chief mine has been polluting the Taku River watershed since the 1950s.
Frederick Olson Jr. is chairman of the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group, which includes 16 tribal governments in southeast Alaska. He's also president of the Organized Village of Kasan, that Prince of Wales Island city's tribal government. Those groups, plus Juneau's Douglas Indian Association, are calling for the U.S. and Canadian governments to clean up the mine site and end the pollution.
This is an international issue. It needs international solutions. BC cannot be relied upon to clean this up.
British Columbia has promised to do just that. Minister of Mines Bill Bennett visited the Tulsaquit Chief in 2015 as part of a Southeast Alaska tour. He was visibly upset by what he saw and promised action. Late last year, he reiterated his commitment to clean it up, though he also cited studies claiming the mine discharge did not harm fish.
It's still against our rules for that water to be flowing into the Tulsaquit River. So one way or the other, we have to stop it.
But Bennett is no longer Minister of Mines. He retired this spring. His replacement, Rich Coleman, was not immediately available for comment, and he may not be at all. That's because his boss, BC Premier Christy Clark, just resigned after losing a vote of confidence in the province's Legislative Assembly. Her replacement is from a competing party. Chris Zimmer is an activist with the group Rivers Without Borders.
Despite the promises from BC that they were going to clean up the mine, it looks like their real hope was to get a new buyer, shift the cleanup responsibility to them, and hope that they would then develop the mine.
Mine owner Chieftain Metals filed for bankruptcy last fall. That left the Tulsaquit Chief in the hands of an investment company. Court documents filed in early June show the company has attracted more than a dozen potential buyers and identified one as most likely to take action. But Chieftain and another company have already gone out of business trying to reopen the Tulsaquit Chief. Zimmer says a new buyer will have the same problem.
That's a recipe for more bankruptcies, more pollution, and heavy industrialized mining right above some of the best salmon habitat in the Taku.
Mine critics have called for involvement in a U.S.-Canada commission that resolves Boundary Waters disputes, but so far that hasn't happened. Olson of the Transboundary Work Group says tribal officials are worried about damage to subsistence fishing.
We need the federal government of the United States to uphold its fiduciary trust responsibility to its tribal citizens and its federally recognized tribes and to its citizens of the state of Alaska. It needs to protect us and our way of life from these massive projects.
Two new British Columbia mines opened recently in transboundary watersheds. Several more projects are under exploration. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.